Hi, this is Owen Betts, and this is my first Audioboo posting, so please bear with me. It might be a bit rough around the edges, but you can always close it down or press the stop button, so that's in your hands. Basically, I'm just posting here to talk about content. Sounds a bit bizarre, I know, but obviously content is something I'm very passionate about through both PR, marketing, and publishing. Content, at the end of the day, is your most important tool. You know, if you haven't got good content, then what's the point in publishing something or trying to communicate something? And yet, the reason I say this is I was reading a couple of pieces last week and now this week in the New Media Age magazine. Last week, Justin Pearson, his leader piece, said something. It was content strategy has therefore become a growing focus of debate. This is in the middle of a piece where he's talking about the importance of content to businesses as a publishing tool. And then this week, Nick Howell in the same leader piece says, he's focusing basically on Twitter and the introduction of the concept of resonance in promoted tweets, which basically means if your tweets aren't going viral, they're not being promoted and passed on by people, then they'll be dropped. You know, whether you're paying for it or not, you'll get a refund if they're not promoted and they drop them. But what comes through in both articles is how content is absolutely important. Nick Howell, for example, says brands will need a huge supply of content in order to keep resonating with consumers. And he says this will take inspiration as well as organisation, and keeping the conversation up will require the stamina of a marathon. Now, that's very important, but I think, to me, I'm surprised that people in PR, marketing and publishing, they're always looking at the latest technology, the latest applications, the latest designed website, and yet the content that goes into those applications, websites, marketing campaigns, PR press releases, it seems to be always the last thing you're thinking about, in my opinion, at the moment. And I think this debate that's coming through in NMA is a good example of how people are actually realizing, for some reason, that content is actually more important than perhaps having this snazzy looking website. Because if you can have the best buttons and the best links and all the gizmos on your website, but if you haven't got the content, nobody's going to be interested in looking at it. So I think the debate is there, and it'll be interesting to see how people actually take this forward and how agencies, companies, organisations actually say, yeah, hang on a minute, we need to invest a little bit more in producing content that is compelling. Because if you haven't got compelling content, then what's the point? You can have the latest application for your iPad, you can have the latest website design, but if there's nothing in that app or on that website that actually gets you to engage with your audience and your target market, what's the point in doing it? It's something I'm going to write about hopefully in the next blog post, but it's something I think we should all look at and perhaps have a chat about. In, you know, what is content and why is it, or why hasn't it been a priority for a lot of people? You know, the technology has been the priority, not the content. Anyway, food for thought.